This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. IBM laid off a couple hundred people in Missouri a couple of weeks ago. That didn't sit too well with officials there, who suspended incentives worth about $10 million to IBM because they say the company hadn't kept its promise to keep at least 500 jobs in state. Other states are looking hard at those kind of incentives as well. Marketplace's Gigi Duban has more now on this economic game of you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
States want jobs. Companies want a good deal. To win business, states have used economic incentives. Josh Goodman is senior researcher with the Pew Charitable Trust Economic Development Incentives Project.
Collectively, states spend billions of dollars each year on incentives.
But sometimes business is bad, or a company can't find the skilled labor it needs. Or there's a recession, and instead of new jobs, there are layoffs. So a state says, hey, we want our money back. It's called a clawback.
A clawback is a contractual safeguard that a state or local government would put in place when it gave a tax break or other incentive to a company to protect taxpayers.
Greg LeRoy is executive director of Good Jobs First, a group that promotes accountability in economic development. A lot of times, though, these contracts are, as LeRoy puts it, mushy.
They give too much wiggle room or discretion to commerce departments to not enforce the clawback.
Rob Greenbaum teaches public finance at Ohio State. He says states often aren't that diligent about tracking to see whether companies have made good on their promises. Or, Greenbaum says, it's about saving face.
Possibly the local leaders who forged the deals might not want to publicize that they forged a deal that wasn't successful.
And when business takes a nosedive, there is no money to take back. So many states are setting performance-based incentives. Instead of getting money up front, companies have to meet specific targets first. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.